Case number 12703, Jeffrey and Patricia Little seek variances from the rear yard setback requirement for proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Sussex Road, approximately 125 feet from the intersection of Kent and Newcastle Roads within the Indian River Acres subdivision. The 911 address is not currently available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 37.22. And the applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback for proposed decks and a covered porch. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return. Sorry.
Is the applicant present?
I am.
You would please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeffrey Todd Little, 1401 Chestnut Street, Douglasville, Pennsylvania, 19518.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
We'll leave you the floor here.
Okay. What I have here is a very small lot. In order to make it work, plus a holding tank, which I'm going to have to do, I would like to request a variance to move my rear deck to within 10 foot of the bulkhead. If that is approved, it will be the same distance that the two neighbors are from the bulkhead. It's a very small lot. I don't have a lot to work with. I'm doing the best that I can, and that's why I'm here seeking a variance.
Okay. There are 5 criteria we use to grant a variance. It should be in your application. Could you go through each of them one by one?
Yes,
you should have it. It should be the second page.
In the application?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't have to read the entire thing. Just one, and then if you would please go through your answer.
Uniqueness of the property is it's on a bulkhead. They're very small, and I don't have a lot to work with. It's 3 to 5 years until the sewer gets put in, so I'm going to have to put in a holding tank. And that's going to take up one side. If I flip the house the other way, then I'm losing. I'll be outside of the setbacks on the left and the right. I'm concerned about parking because if I have less than a 30-foot driveway, it's going to be a problem to put a 3/4-ton pickup truck in there, which I happen to drive. And lastly, it will not affect the character of the neighborhood just because every house on that block is within 10 feet of the bulkhead.
Is there any flooding issues there on that lot? Right now, this is an empty lot, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to prove this, that this is not created by the applicant now. When you have an empty lot and you are placing, you have a blank slate and you're placing something on there that's...
I have a small blank slate.
Well, you have a blank slate nonetheless. Can you explain to us how that is not created by you, the applicant?
Well, I suppose it might have been my mistake to buy a small lot, but it's not an overly large house. I just don't have a lot of ground to work with.
What's the square footage of the house?
That I don't know off the top of my head. I know it's 59 foot deep.
Okay. Is that 59 to the end of the deck?
Correct.
Yeah.
What's the size of the deck, sir?
It comes 10 foot off of the house.
10?
Yeah, so it's not overly large.
This is a deck with a covered roof?
It'll be screened.
Thank you.
Does the property line end at the bulkhead, at the water line?
Correct. Correct.
Have you gotten Homeowners Association approval, HOA approval?
There isn't any.
There isn't any?
No.
So it looks like you're, what you're proposing is going to be right up against your front and side yard setback. So you're really trying to use this whole buildable area. Is that correct? I couldn't tell how far the left side of the house is from the property. The right side, it says 15 feet.
Yeah, give me a second here.
Yeah, I believe it'll be like 20 feet.
Okay.
20 and change.
Okay. What type of foundation is this house going to go on?
It'll be concrete footers. It'll be form in place concrete.
Okay. And then it looks like you have a two-car garage?
That's correct.
How many stories?
Two.
Two stories. Okay. And then you want, of course, a screen porch on the rear?
Correct.
And sorry, I missed it, but how deep did you say the screen porch is going to be?
10 feet.
10 feet. And it looks like your rear setback is 15 feet, so without the variance, you'd be left with a 5-foot screen porch.
Correct.
Which is not very usable. It's there, but you can barely use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's all my questions for now.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
You know, just trying to look at the building envelope here. Where is the septic that you're talking about? Where is that going to be located?
It'll be a holding tank.
Holding tank. Where would that be located?
It will be on the wider side setback.
Okay. Why aren't you, because when we look at these things, we have a kind of a blank slate upon which to work. And this lot already benefits from the small lot ordinance, which means it's gotten reduced setbacks in the side and the rear from what a larger lot would have. And the law kind of supposes that you should try to fit within that. And I note here that it appears the south side of the lot, you're further off of that property line, and that would seem to, if you built maybe a wider, not as deep a house, you could probably fit a deck of some sort in the rear. Is there a reason why you're not utilizing the full width of the property there?
I am almost, I believe it's 15 foot on the sides.
Well, the side yard setback's 5 feet, isn't it right, Ms. Norwood?
Yes, it can be reduced to 5.
So that's what we're looking at is you've got a 15 foot, you're off that, you have 10 extra feet to play with on that side that in theory would allow you to build a home that would probably have at or similar square footage, and you wouldn't have to encroach into the rear yard. Did you have anybody look at trying to build something within that?
Well, the problem that I have is when I flip, if I flip the building, then I am into the sides setbacks. And again, I would like to have enough space left over on the side for a place to park a pontoon boat. I would like to have a place for the holding tank, which will be temporary until the sewer comes in.
I guess that's there's some case law out there that we have to be careful about when we have particularly a blank slate like this, which is you've got a lot there, you've got to try to do what you can. So that's why I'm asking these questions. If it's, I just want to park my pontoon boat there, is that something that's unique to this property?
Yes, that's why I bought it. Okay.
So that's why you need to have that extra space on the south side of your property.
That's correct.
Okay.
I mean, that's why I bought a house with a bulkhead, or bought a piece of ground with a bulkhead.
Are there any steps that are going to project from the deck or the porch closer to the lagoon?
No. There'll be no external steps anywhere except for the front door.
And is the porch on the first floor and then the deck above it? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, there'll be a porch on the first floor and a porch on the second floor.
Okay. It's just a two-story house?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Anyone else?
Sir, where did you get the design for this house? Is it a custom design, or how did you get this?
That's not my department. That's the boss's department.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be the homeowner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know who's building it?
A guy by the name of Matt Morgan will be shelling it.
Okay. And how did you decide that this was the house you wanted to build?
She decided for me.
Okay. I guess the issue is, if you're designing a custom home, then theoretically there's no reason you shouldn't be able to use the full width of the sides of your property and design it that way. That's why I was kind of questioning where this design came from and how this concept came about. Another question I had, I may have missed, where did you say the holding tank is going to be located?
It'll be on the north side.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, that's all I have.
Any further questions from the board?
So you've got a couple pictures of your neighbors. So the rear, I think you might have mentioned that the rear of your property would be pretty much in line with,
exactly,
with those neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my understanding is everyone on that block's got a variance.
Can we see that?
Can we look into that?
Where's the property we're talking about?
So what's the existing variance? The small lot ordinance, or
no? That's just the pending application.
Oh, that's the pending application. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
That's another pending application.
That's this one.
Okay.
Once we input it, it shows up on the map.
Map, I believe that one that was that you're right there. That's kind of across the street there. It said Alexander. Wasn't that the one we heard back in March, and then came back in April?
Yes.
Where they had the bulkhead repair, and it led to...
And a shed.
Some existing structures there.
Correct. Yep.
And then I think we saw another one up there that I couldn't tell, a little further down.
You have better look than I do.
I hate this. Well, they're looking at that. You had mentioned that your neighbors got variances. Do you know when they got those variances? Because our system goes back on the online part till 2011.
I'm sure it was before then.
Okay. And there had been a fairly significant change in the law in 2012. So as far as how the Supreme Court interprets our code. So you believe that all those on your block have similar variances, but they would predate 2011?
I know that all of them are less than 15 feet from the bulkhead. As far as how they got to be that way, I do not know.
Okay.
That one was for a front yard.
Questions that would pertain to that?
As far as the rear of your house is sort of in line with your neighbors, would you anticipate the front of your house? Would it be sort of unique, or is it going to line up with a lot of your neighbors' houses?
I would imagine that it would. My primary concern there was getting enough driveway to get my truck out of the street.
Is there off-street parking in your neighborhood?
There's not.
Does your property line go all the way to the road? Or
correct.
Is there a space in between?
No, there's, it goes from the road to the bulkhead.
Mr. Sharp, any further questions?
I have none, thank you.
Board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12703? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12703? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12703 for Jeffrey and Patricia Little. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or permanently impair the appropriate use, and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Nay, I feel it's a blank slate and it should be, the house should be designed to the lot.
Mr. Werfel?
Nay, for the same reasons as Mr. Corman.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I vote nay. So with a vote of 3-2, case number 12703 has been denied. Next case, it has been denied.